It's time now for high school football on WCDO. And to call all the action, here's Harry Graves and Dave Keller.
From Sydney, high school in Sydney, New York. Good evening, everybody. It's time for high school football right here on WCDO. This is Harry Graves along with Dave Keller. And tonight, a little bit of rain, but that just is sort of sprucing it up for everybody, I guess they'll say. It's going to be the Lansing Bobcats in town to take on the Sydney Warriors in what we will not call the perfect night for football. It's probably going to be a lot of slipping and sliding. Tonight's kickoff show on WCDO is being brought to you by the fine folks at Chambers and O'Hara Truck and Auto Center right here, Route 7, Riverside, Sydney, for the very best in pre-owned trucks, cars, SUVs, and minivans, all backed up by expert service. See the sales staff at Chambers and O'Hara, or give them a call, 563-4311. That's 607-563-4311. Chambers and O'Hara wishes the coaches, the players, and the fans of both teams the very best in tonight's game and all throughout the season. Well, Coach Dave, it looks like it is going to be a wet one, and we're going to be looking at mud jerseys.
Well, I think so. It's a grass field, so it's going to be a little wet. But I just went down there a little while ago, and the rain is letting up. As a matter of fact, I think it's almost stopped. I wouldn't be surprised to see these umbrellas coming down.
Well, we still do see umbrellas, but we have a lot of people around here, so it's a better crowd than I expected. But you can enjoy the service that we're providing tonight if you're one of the folks who is listening from home. And talk about listening. You're listening to live Tri-Town football on your station for sports, WCDO.
Have you had your vehicle serviced lately? Chambers and O'Hara Car and Truck Center, Route 7 Riverside in Sydney, is your one-stop vehicle service center. Doug Wheeler, Mike Carey, and the skilled technicians at Chambers and O'Hara have the experience and training to service and repair all makes and models of cars, trucks, vans, and SUVs, from oil changes, tires, and inspections to shocks, brakes, and repairs of any kind. Chambers and O'Hara will do the job right the first time. Give Doug or Mike a call today, 563-4311. Chambers and O'Hara Car and Truck Center, Route 7, Riverside, Sydney.
Waste Recovery Enterprises of Sydney is the area's most trusted source for all of your disposal needs. We offer weekly residential trash pickup in the Tri-County area, as well as commercial or residential dumpster service and roll-off boxes for construction debris or household cleanout. Our transfer station on Valley View Road accepts trash, appliances, furniture, construction, and demolition debris. Waste Recovery can also help touch up your landscaping project with bulk designer mulch, available in three different colors, not to mention stone, gravel, topsoil, cobbles, sand, and fill. Waste Recovery Enterprises, Valley View Road in Sydney, just off Route 7. Call 563-2616 or go to wasterecovery.com.
Hungry? Okay, stop by Doughboy's Pizza on Main Street in Sydney. Randy and the gang have got something for everyone in the family. Hot and cold subs, including chicken and meatball parm subs, and the new steak sub. Boneless wings, chicken wing rolls, and tasty salads, too. Choose from 10 specialty pies like chicken cordon bleu pizza, barbecue beef, and chicken wing pizza, and Randy's popular stuffed pizza. Every day, get two slices and a soda for just $4.50. There's free delivery within 3 miles. So if you're hungry, call Doughboy's Pizzeria, Main Street in Sydney, 563-2269. That's 563-2269.
Shop the catalog outlet stores of Unadilla, Oneonta, and North Norwich and save on everything for your home, including furniture for every room, mattresses by Spring Air, Eclipse, and American Bedding, tools, home decor, sports collectibles and decor, plus so much more. Gift certificates, financing, and delivery are all available. And the catalog outlet's casual, hassle-free atmosphere with good old customer service when you need it is a real treat. So shop the catalog outlet store nearest you, all open 7 days a week at Martin Brook and Railroad Street, Unadilla, 357 Chestnut Street, Oneonta, and on State Highway 12 in North Norwich, or go online to catalogoutletonline.com.
Quality Hardwoods in Twin Valley, just off Route 8 in Sydney, proudly take part in sponsoring local sports on WCDO and remind area fans to get out and cheer on your favorite teams. If you are a woodworker, contractor, or do-it-yourselfer, be sure to stop by Twin Valley, featuring quality hard and softwoods for flooring, stairs, cabinets, molding, and more. Every piece is hand-inspected and stored in a climate-controlled area. Visit Twin Valley's retail store, a division of Quality Hardwoods on Route 8, just a half a mile north of the Route 7 and 8 traffic light.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
Hello again, everybody. Harry Graves along with Dave Keller as we have football for you coming up in just a very few moments. I want to give a big thank you to the folks at Lansing. Lots of times we'll send over a plea for some sort of information on the team in advance. Not only did they send me the numbers and the roster and all of the stuff that I wanted, but they were kind enough to send along a pronunciation guide. That is wonderful because sometimes you have names that you just can't come up with. So do you want to do the honors, my man?
Okay, let's do it. Let's start with Lansing Bobcats. We'll go with the offensive line. At center, senior, Kyle Bogardis. Sophomore guard, Andrews Prustis. Yeah, you go ahead.
Okay. In the center position, it is going to be Kyle Bogardis, number 55. He's a senior on a team that is basically all seniors. There's one junior, one sophomore starting. Everybody else is a senior. In the guard positions, Aaron Sill and Andrus Pestis. In the tackle slots, it will be senior Jeff Visadomny and number 63, Steve Fenner. He is also a senior. The only junior on the starting team will be at tight end. That is Troy Osterman, number 22. And over at the other end, J.D. McCain, he's a senior. He is number 2. The sophomore that I mentioned earlier was Anders Prestis. He is number 73. He is one of the guards. Back in the backfield, the starting quarterback tonight will be number 1, Corey Dake. He was listed originally as number 14, did a jersey switch here just before game time. In the backfield, the halfbacks will be Mario Rossetti, a senior, number 5. Aiden Quest, number 3, is the other senior halfback. And running in the power fullback position today will be Ryan Todd. He'll be wearing number 21. We have the usual starters for the Sydney Warriors. Now, any changes we have not been informed of at all. It will be Patrick Vibbard, number 10, the sophomore quarterback, 5'9", 145 pounds. In the backfield with him, Brandon Walters, number 22. Nate McDonald, who has been churning up things so far, he's number 24. And number 6, Damian Zimmer. We're going to be seeing also a lot of John Wingate through the night. So those four guys we're going to be seeing lots and lots of. If we look at the line, the man who has been the starter is Trey Crawford. But we will be going to the national anthem right now, so I think what we'll do is cut away very quickly and pick up things shortly. You're listening to Live Sports on WCDO.
Hi, welcome to Ice Cream World. What can I get you?
What flavors do you have?
I've got strawberry, raspberry, blueberry, cherry, bubblegum, chocolate.
With so many choices in life, it's good to have a little help, especially when it comes to insurance. At Meng Insurance Agency, we offer a choice of insurance companies and offer guidance to help you choose what's right for you.
You know, macadamia nut. No, you have vanilla.
What about something to drink?
Milk, chocolate, milk, skim milk.
Check out Meng Insurance so you can get the policy that's right for you at MengInsurance.com. Meng is proud to partner with NYCM Insurance Company, home office, Edmiston, New York.
Throughout the places all of us at Marabito call home, we've seen the devastating effects of the recent flooding. We thought it important for you to know that we're still right here, fully operational should you need us. Whether it's for propane or fuel oil, kerosene, coal, or wood pellets, Marabito branches throughout Central New York are equipped to assist you. And if now's the time to consider a new furnace or water heater, or you need a service professional to determine your equipment status, call Marabito. Call 1-800-934-9480.
This is Nancy from the Trackside Diner in Sydney, inviting you to come in for breakfast, lunch, or dinner 7 days a week. Whether you're in the mood for one of our daily specials, a great cup of coffee and conversation, or even breakfast in the middle of the day, the Trackside Diner is the place to be. And for your convenience, we also offer delivery for orders of $10 or more. So dine with us today at 88 Main Street, right next to the railroad tracks in Sydney. Or give us a call at 563-3737.
We're specialists in you. Robert Zinecamp Associates. We care about the way you see, you'll find it's true. We take care of your eyes and we take care of you. It's what you'd expect.
FM 101 at AM 1490 WCDO in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
So back here at the Sydney High School, it is Harry Graves and Dave Keller. We were in the middle of giving the offensive line. I know you want to give credit to the gal who sang the national anthem, and do that before I forget it, because she did a great job.
Oh, she did. She's a Sydney sophomore, Hannah Wood, and boy, you know, like you said, I give credit to anybody that can sing that song, and she belted it out beautifully.
It's interesting to see students singing it in so many places, and then we go to Unitigo, and Judy sings it, and Judy Patel. I can sit and listen to Judy Patel sing anything forever. She is so good. So finishing up very quickly, we had the guard for the, the starting center will be Trey Crawford for the Sydney Warriors, number 62. He's a big junior. Also, a couple of men at his sides. The guards will be Alex Morrow, number 51, a junior, and Brian Gray, a sophomore, number 54. Out into tackle slots, Austin Dean, a freshman, and Colin Brandel, a junior. He's number 64, 270 pounds. And the receivers are going to be Mike Ward, number 7, a junior, and Austin McCarroll, number 8. Also a junior. So this is one of those contests where we're going to see Lansing with a whole lot of seniors going up against the Sydney Warriors with a whole lot of starting underclassmen. Oh, man, it is going to be in the rain. We were saying earlier that it looked like it was lightening up. Well, it's lightening up a little bit, but not a whole lot. If you look out across the way, you can see the rain right below the lights. That is not dampening the enthusiasm.
Well, like you said, if there's ever a night to stay home and listen, tonight could be the night, but it's beautiful out. It's 70 degrees.
It will be the Lansing Bobcats kicking off, and the ball is going to be a low kick. It bounces once at about the 40. It is picked up at about the 30, picked up in there by Jared Cubby. Cubby tries the right side and is finally going to be run out of bounds just about at the 44-yard line, and that's where the Sydney Warriors will take over from there.
Brighton's kick returned by Cubby.
Okay, you know, I've always said as a coach, before the season's over, you want to play one game in the rain and a slop, and you want to play one in the snow. It's a totally different game, but they're both equally as much fun.
From the field point of view, I like that rainy game to be very, very late when no damage is done. Patrick Bibbert has a man downfield. He goes in there to big number 2. That's Cody Bourne. Now they're going to say it's Austin Carroll. All right.
Yeah, and he beat his defender. The defender then fell down after McCarroll already blew by him. It hit him in the hands and popped up in the air, and he couldn't catch up to the second bounce. Ah!
He tried. So long strike, as they say. Second and 10. Man goes in motion. That's going to be McDonald. The handoff will go to him. He's going to be caught from behind by number 33, Kevin Howell. Howell, a senior, brings him down, but not until McDonald has picked up about 3 yards. He's across the 45 to the 46-yard line.
Right now, it's early. I haven't seen too much slippage yet, but maybe when the turf starts to give away, we'll see.
Long count. Vibbard barking out the signals. This time he's going to send McCarroll in motion, but it's going to be a little floater pass going out there to McDonald. McDonald reception, and he's still on his feet. Cross midfield, the 40, the 30, down across the 20, and he's going to finally be caught from behind. It looks like the man that brought him down was Troy Osterman, and Osterman will trip him up, and it will be down inside the 20. They'll finally spot the ball down. It looks to be, I'll not speak too soon here, and somewhere in the neighborhood of the 15.
Yep, out around by the 15. Start at the 46, will give him a 31-yard rump.
Split off to the near side. Mike Ward. The ball will be kept on the ground, and the man carrying it is still on his feet. Have no clue who it is. He gets down first, close to first down territory. Somebody wants to move it, but they haven't yet. So gain on that play, we'll call it of about 8. Off to the near side is Vibbard talking to the coaches. Now he runs back in. He has the play. And we'll have to figure out who got that gain in a moment, but that's for other people to figure out. In motion, it will be McCarroll, and McCarroll gets the ball. He'll try the left side. He's got running room, and he is in for the touchdown. So McCarroll going in from about the 9-yard line. So McCarroll drawing first blood in this ball game for the Sydney Warriors. That score coming at 10-14, showing on the clock, period number one. And it makes it 6-0 for the Sydney Warriors.
Yeah, Sydney moving the ball straight up the field. Not bad on a wet field. You can't do an awful lot of fancy footwork out there. Just go north and south, and you'll find success.
Bit of a break in the action, and now they're going to say timeout for the Sydney Warriors, as Sydney has not tried that point after yet. People want to get things organized. So the Sydney Warriors got, we'll call it a short run back, actually, as the ball was carried back from somewhere around the 20 back up across the 40. And then it was good play after good play. Only an incomplete forward pass did not go for a gain of at least a couple of yards. And the Sydney Warriors have gotten on the scoreboard on an 8-yard burst in there by Austin McCarroll. The 140-pound junior just simply outlegged the competition. 10-14, period number one. Sydney is up 6-0, and we're going to be having the point after attempt coming up just momentarily. The officials keep that football covered as long as they can. Not that there's any such thing as dry out there. It's just sort of less wet. It'll be a kicking situation. Nate McDonald is down, ooh, and it's going to be off, way off to the right. The
McDonald's drive,
the hole there, I believe, was by number 12 for the Sydney Warriors, and
John Wingate?
John had it, yeah.
It looked like he didn't get a good piece of that ball. It came off of his foot kind of funny. Didn't go very far at all.
So we have a pause in the action. 6-0 is our score. The Sydney Warriors leading the Bobcats from Lansing High School. You're listening to live football right here on your station for sports, WCDO.
Your friends from C.H. Landers Funeral Home in Sydney proudly support the area's young athletes and wish our local teams the best of luck. Sports plays an important role in students' development into adulthood, and C.H. Landers is happy to be part of WCDO's live game coverage. C.H. Landers has been serving families in distress for over 50 years and will continue to be there for you and your family. C.H. Landers Funeral Home, located at 21 Main Street in Sydney, wishing our local teams the best of luck.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
It's a 6-0 ball game. Terry Graves along with Dave Keller back here at Sydney. Under the rain, we'll call it, and a short kick that is going to be putting the ball into play at about the 25-yard line, maybe the 24. There are no visible chalk marks on the field. We're just eyeballing things tonight, folks. So it is going to be Corey Dake now getting his first snap. There's a flag on the play as he hands it off in there to running fullback Ryan Todd. And Todd is going to be called. Now they're going to say it's against the Sydney Warriors.
Somebody might have been lined up in the neutral zone.
So march off 5. Ryan Todd did not have to earn that 5-yard gain at all.
That makes it easy, 1st and 5. Easier, anyway.
Yeah. So it looked like the ball's across at about the 27, we'll call it. As I said, we have no clue. Everything out there is green, at least for a while, until it turns brown. Handoff going again to Todd. Todd gets lots of running room to the right, but it's all sort of parallel with the line of scrimmage. Finally, he's going to be brought down hard, and it'll be a loss on the play of a long 2, possibly 3 yards. It'll bring up now a 2nd, and we'll call it 8, and that may be generous.
Yeah. First guy in there was Jared Cubby for Sydney, but he was followed swiftly by 2 or 3 other Sydney Warriors, and he did not have a chance. Todd was brought the ball back.
The handoff this time goes to Mario Rossetti. Rossetti tries exactly the same thing that Ryan Todd tried last time, off on the right side of the line. It didn't work for Todd, and it's not going to work for Rossetti either. As a result, it will bring up a 3rd down situation, still about 8.5 to 9 yards.
Yeah, not much going there. The Sydney defensive line, boy, they're pouring through like rain.
9-9 on the clock, 1st period of play. Sydney leading Lansing by a 6-0 score. Now the ball will be snapped back to Dake one more time, and a flag is thrown in the backfield. Lots of pressure on every member of that Bobcat backfield, and it will be
holding,
I guess.
Yeah.
Dake is brought down by number 2, Cody.
Yeah, a lot of times that's holding, unless it's a face mask against the defense, but this is going to push it back, unless Sydney wants to take the down. Make go to 4th.
So they're going to be declining the penalty. That means that it will become 4th and about 9 yards. Definite kicking situation. Off to the near side, J.D. McCain this time. He's going to try to get down as quickly as possible. He's being watched by one of these Sydney Warriors, that Mike Ward. Now whistles are going to blow, and they're going to say timeout Lansing. As everybody is trying to get things set, they're going over to talk to Coach John Winslow back on the far side.
It does look like the rain was letting up, but now it looks like it's picking up a little bit with intensity. Not pouring, but just enough to make it a little sloppy out there.
There are a lot of games on the schedule for tonight. If we look around the area, the other contest involving a Tri-Town area team will be down in Hancock. So they're down in the foothills of the Catskills, the BG Bobcats down there. Shenango Valley is up at Oneonta. I'm certain that one is just as yucky. Unitego is playing up at Unadilla Valley up in New Berlin. Those are just the games involving the local teams. We'll catch up to tomorrow's schedule a little bit later. The Lansing Bobcats have finished their conference back out on the field. And the ball is going to be kicked away by number 15, Dennis Britton. It's a high kick, and it's going to be touched by one of the Sydney Warriors. It bounds away from him right at the 50-yard line, but I believe one of his teammates was there to fall on it, and no damage is done. The referee's trying to untangle the mass of humanity at about the 48-yard line in Lansing territory.
Yeah, John Wingate, he went to catch it, and it just bounced out of his hands. Number two for Lansing was the first guy downfield, J.D. McCain, and he slid about 8 yards and almost got his hands on that ball.
I believe that they have said that is Lansing ball.
Oh, they recovered.
I believe Lansing did. Well, we'll wait and see in a moment, but they're back in the huddle.
Sydney's defense is set up.
I know the cheers went up from the far sidelines. Now, Corey Dake, if you have a program, he's probably listed as 14, but he has jersey number one. He's in the quarterback position. Mario Rossetti and Aiden Quest are the halfbacks. Ryan Todd, the fullback, in that Bobcat backfield. Long count, low snap, and we are going to have nothing going. So I don't know what stopped that. I didn't see a flag go, but they're going to say it is going to be an illegal procedure against Sydney.
Against Sydney. Holy mackerel.
So I did not see the flag. It had to be way over on the far sideline, which would make sense because that's the least visible official from my perspective.
I didn't see the flag either. I never saw anybody pick one up.
I think it was the lineman on the far side.
Here's another first and five for Lansing.
So the ball moved across midfield into Sydney territory. There's going to be the snap, and coming out of there, I can see Dake, I can see Rossetti, so it looks to me like it may have been Todd. Gets back about to the line of scrimmage and is stopped there. He is brought down by two or three different members of the Sydney Warrior defensive line.
Well, I got to give the Sydney Warriors defense so far the edge. The Lansing offensive line, they're not getting any kind of a push at all. The Sydney defense is just in the backfield.
7:45. Sydney leads at 6-0. They scored on their first series of plays and have just hung on and burned out the clock since then. Dave puts his hands up. He's waiting for it. Now he's going to try to pass, and the ball will be picked off. It's going to be picked off in there by John Wingate. Look out. He's still on his feet. He's got running room. Finally, he's going to be caught down there by Mario Rossetti, and he's ridden out of bounds inside the 20-yard line.
There's a nasty yellow flag out there, but I'm going to guess that it was on the return. Somebody probably threw a block in the back.
So John Wingate getting the reception, making a fine run on that play. 7:17 showing on the clock. Everybody walking back toward midfield.
And the officials giving the Lansing offense their options on this play. I would like to venture a guess that Sydney's going to maintain the ball, but it must have been a penalty before the interception. Because they're lining up in defense again. Oh, nope, now their offense is coming on the field. Okay, give Wingate credit for the pick.
So they're going to say holding against the... He just pointed towards Sydney, but yet they're turning the ball over. So they're going to... Well, Sydney turned it down.
Okay, yep.
Split out to the near side for the Sydney offense. Mike Ward, number seven, off way off on the near side. Dropping back is going to be Vibbard. Woo! He wants to go in there to Ward, and he overthrows the man.
Vibbard pass
Ben Rourke was right there. Absolutely, Ward heard lots of footsteps as Rourke, a big, tall sophomore, was right on top of him.
Well, I think I'm gonna pin that one on Ward because he stopped on his route, turned around, waiting for the ball. He was wide open, and Vibbert threw it to him as if Ward had continued on his pass route. And if Ward had, that would have been 6 points.
So it will be Ward again, split way out to the near side. Vibbert, having a couple of men move around. Finally, Nate McDonald gets the ball, cutting from left side to right. He'll get running room, get very close to first down territory. It looks like he'll pick up about 11 and get down to about the 46-yard line, 47-yard line. Now they've given the signal, first down, and they'll move the markers. And also changed the football.
Yeah, there's nothing fancy on that. He just got behind a couple of his linemen, and he kept it between the tackles and ran kind of almost straight up field.
Snap goes back, and this time it will be taken in there by number 22, Brandon Walters, directly. No handoff involved. Walters gets running room, gets across the 40. And he will finally be stopped at about the 37-yard line. And gain of about 9 on that play.
The way Sidney's running the ball, I mean, there's no reason to stop. Except when they've thrown the ball, they've had receivers open all over the field tonight so far.
This time it's going to be McCarroll in motion, and the play will go where he had just come from. He went from right to left, and Vibbert decides to go right where he was, off on the right side, trying to get the extra yard that he needed for the first down. He will not. Oh, now they do say first down. Now they do say first down. So he picked up the yard that they needed. And the chain crew on the far side of the field moves the flags down. Now they'll have to go to about the 24 to get a first down.
This is tough. Like you said, you can't see the chalk marks.
McCarroll, lots of leg action, and the play goes in the other direction. And it will be kept on the ground in there by Brandon Walters. And Walters gets good running room. He is now first ground territory. In fact, initially I saw someone move the flag. Now they are. They're moving the chains down, so gain on that play of about 10. Brandon Walters, the man getting credit for them this time. 6:04, clock running, first period. Sidney leading 6-0 over the Lansing Bobcats. We made note of the fact earlier that Sidney has a primarily underclass team on the field and predominantly seniors for Lansing. Man in motion, bad snap in the backfield. Diving on it will be Vibbard. And right there was going to be number 51, Zach Penny. And if that ball had gotten away from Vibbard, Penny was ready to pounce.
Yeah, that's tough. Now, you know, you could tell ball's getting wet, hands are getting wet. Vibbard just couldn't pull it in. It just skipped out of his hands. But he did the smart thing and fell on the ball.
Lost on that play of about 9. So we'll call it second and 19. 5:12 on the clock, first period. Ward off to the near side. The man in motion will be Wingate. And look out. The ball will be in the hands of number 2. That's got to be 22. Nope, that's going to be Cody Bourne. So Cody Bourne scampers one in. That play started at the 24-yard line. And Bourne will get credit for a TD as he goes in and makes it a 12-0 ball game. All of a sudden, we had not seen Cody Bourne in on offense. So here I'm looking for the number 2s that we have. And the 2s are Wingate number 12, Walters number 22. But it was just plain number 2, Cody Bourne. This time the kick will be up, and it is no good. McDonald kicks it up, and it's going to be off to the near side. So it will be no good. 4:58 showing on the clock, period number 1, and the Sidney Warriors have gone up by a 12-0 score. You're listening to Live Football here on your station for sports, WCDO.
Your locally owned Sydney and Unadilla Great American Food Stores proudly support high school sports on WCDO. This week's super specials include Great American Beef Boneless Ribeye Steaks, just $3.99 a pound. Large California Dole Pascal Celery and Iceberg Lettuce, an incredible 89 cents each. Chicken of the Sea Solid White Tuna is only 98 cents. Campbell's Tomato or Chicken Noodle Soup, 59 cents each. Assorted Cap'n Crunch cereals, buy one, get one free. And 6-ounce La Yogurt yogurts are 3 for $1 at Sydney and Unadilla Great American Food Stores. Unadilla now open at 7:30 a.m. Monday through Saturday and 8 a.m. Sundays.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Harry Graves, along with Dave Keller, back here at Sydney High School, Sydney, New York. And we have ourselves a 12-0 ball game, the Warriors leading the Lansing Bobcats. Join us tomorrow afternoon on WCDO. The contest will be Delhi at Harpersville. We'll have that game for you. 1:30 game time tomorrow afternoon.
That kickoff was kind of a squib kick off the side of the kicker's foot. It didn't really go enough to give Sydney the ball, but Lansing did recover. It must have scored it farther than I thought. I didn't even think it went 10.
So Corey Dake now puts his hands out, and he's going to take the ball and run it himself. He'll get back to the line of scrimmage, and precious little more. It looks like he gained about a yard on that play, as he's going to get down to about the 47-yard line in Sydney territory, and then he will be brought down as that field is getting slipperier and slipperier, as they say.
And unless I miss something, I think that's Lansing's first positive yardage on offense this game.
Could very well be. Coming into this ball game, the Lansing Bobcats are 2-1. They ended up having very convincing wins earlier in the season against Moravia and Watkins Glen, scoring over 40 points in each of those contests. But then they were stopped cold by Newark Valley, 14-8 in game number 3. Loss on that play, that will move them back across midfield down to about the 47-yard line and bring up a 3rd and 13.
Yeah, Andrew Zarate, boy, he got grabbed in the backfield when he first touched the ball, but he didn't go down right away, and he was able to slosh for a couple of more yards, but still he lost about 6 or 7 on that carry.
Dave, Rossetti, Todd, Quest, the backfield for the Bobcats. Long count. Now they're finally ready to get it, and the ball comes back on the bounce. It will be picked up by Dake, and he's going to get creamed in the backfield. He's back down across the 40 as the Sydney defense manages to continue to push them back.
Oh, boy, and he lost about 10 more. They run their running back routes in the backfield very, very deep. And it seems like every time they do, the Sydney defense is there to get their hands on them.
Day, counting the men in his huddle, now turns to the bench, and we are going to, I guess, send a man off is what he's going to end up doing. Kicking situation. The snap is in, the ball taken by number 15, Dennis Britton, and Britton kicks it, but it's going to be a, whoa! Was that one blocked, Dave? I looked down to pick up, make sure I got Britton's number, and all of a sudden, the ball is being run from where the kick was kicked. But it was blocked. It was Cubby who managed to get a hand on it.
But the punter picked up the ball, and the whistle was never blown, and he very alertly scampered around the left end, and he almost got away with it. He couldn't get back to the first down marker because they were driven back so many yards to begin with, but Sydney takes over just about midfield.
The ball right at the 50-yard line. It will be Sydney. Look out, Nate McDonald. The ball came back to him. Coming in quickly was number 22, Troy Osterman. Osterman jumps on it, and it will be first down for Lansing, and that fumble recovery is they have the ball maybe in the deepest amount of Sydney territory that they've had it in this game. If that ball now is inside the 45 at about the 44.
Another case of the ball squirting through the quarterback's hands, and this time he couldn't locate it. He turned behind him, and it wasn't there. It turned around before he could. Lansing recovered the ball.
2:24 on the clock. Opening period of play. 12-0 Sydney lead. The ball will be handed off in there to Mario Rossetti. And Rossetti, left side of the line, will get no running room as he gets back to the line of scrimmage and is stopped right there. 2:09 and the clock still running. Well, the rain has not let up, and the umbrellas have not been put away, but you see a lot of umbrellas here in the Sydney stands this evening.
You got to love the diehards, Harry. You got to love them.
Dake calling out the signals. The snap comes back low. Dake takes it. Now he finds a hole, gains a couple of yards, gets up to about the 43-yard line, and is pushed back from there. Gain of a couple yards on the play.
Stop made by number 53, Alex Morrow.
1:25 on the clock now. Third, and we'll still call it 8. Now the man with the down marker begins to adjust his flag on the far side. Well, we try to keep the windows open, but finally, folks, the rain is blowing in, so it's one of those scrambles to keep the papers dry. On the field, it is going back to Dake. He's trying the left side. He will get to the line of scrimmage, picks up a couple more, and is finally pushed out of bounds. Right in front of the Bobcat bench on the far side of the field. He'll gain a yard, maybe two at the most, and it's going to be about at the 41. Nate McDonald again making the stop.
Well, Dake picks up about 2 yards on that. Still, Lansing not getting an awful lot. They're getting their field position on recovered fumbles right now. Fourth down and about 6 yards to go.
The Bobcats now waiting for Dake to come back into the huddle with the play from the sidelines. And you can tell who's been on the ground a whole lot. The dirtiest jersey on the field right now is Corey Dake. This time he'll hand it off. Number 41, Austin Candia is the man carrying the ball. Candia is down inside the 20-yard line before he is finally brought down. That play started at about the 41, and we'll see how far he gets.
I got a feeling that's not the last time you're going to see Candia touch the ball tonight. That was a nice run. Their biggest offensive play so far.
They haven't moved the chains yet. We're waiting to see what the discussion is about. That one, as we said, started at the 41-yard line. And I don't know why they ended up calling it back. I haven't figured that out at all. But it looks to me like there will be a penalty against the Bobcats. Is that ball, or is the end of the quarter?
The end of the quarter. Okay. Yeah, I heard the siren go off, so give him credit. All right, started at the 41. We'll see where it winds up so we can give him proper credit for that carry.
So we have the end of the first period of play here at Sydney High School. Harry Graves and Dave Keller with live Tri-Town football for you on your station for sports, WCDO.
Some auto dealers focus on sales, and others are more focused on service. At Butler Auto Sales in Sydney, you get the complete package. A friendly, knowledgeable, trustworthy sales staff combined with an experienced service department that's second to none. Butler Auto has over 120 vehicles, every make and model, from Hondas, Nissans, and Toyotas to Fords, Chevys, Chryslers, and many more. See the incredible selection at Butler Auto Sales, Service, and Rentals, Route 7, Riverside, Sydney. Butler Auto Sales proudly supports high school sports on WCDO.
Hi, this is Kirk Gardner, owner of Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning in Sydney. Just like in 2006, I'm here to assist my friends, neighbors, and community during this difficult time. Give me a call at 349-0831 for a solution to all your heating needs, residential or business. From hot water heater and furnace insulation to air duct cleaning, tear outs, and restoration, no job is too big or small for Superior Heating and Air Duct Clean of Sydney. Please call 349-0831.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station. FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
The Sydney Warriors leading the Lansing Bobcats. 12-0 is the score as we get things underway. Period number two. And the very first play from scrimmage will be a carry by Rossetti. He is going to be dropped back for a loss of a couple of yards. As after a good pickup, the Bobcats still unable to get things going. Dake now looking to throw. He gets the snap his way and then goes out on the flat to number 12. That looks to me like Tyler Winslow. Did I pick up the number right? I did. So Winslow, a sophomore, manages to grab that ball, get back to the line of scrimmage, and we'll see where they end up putting it down. I haven't seen the yard marker move at all.
Well, I give Dake credit for a nice pass. That receiver was covered, you know, by a defender. I mean, draped on his back, and Dake led him just enough to let him catch the ball. It looks like he caught it for no gain.
So we made note of the fact that there was a primarily senior team. Most of the reserves we're seeing are underclassmen. Dake going to put it in the air, and it will be picked off. It will be picked off by the Sydney Warriors, and it's number 22, Brandon Walters. Walters, 5'10", 215-pound junior, reaches up both hands, grabs that ball, and hangs on for dear life.
Boy, the defensive backs just dropped back into their little spots, their zones on the field, and waited for that ball to come, and Walters was sitting there waiting for it. Nice catch.
10-18, period number two. Sydney still leading by two touchdowns. Man in motion. That is going to be the aforementioned number 12, Winslow, as he is going to be going across the Sydney Warrior team and following the defense exactly now. It is going to be Austin McCarroll who he was following. McCarroll not going to get as much as he'd want. He'll gain about 7 on that play as he'll get up, oh, Lord, 20 to 30 to about the 28, maybe 27.
But give the offensive line credit again. He gets through the line, and they go to the next level. They don't just stand there and watch him run.
Man in motion that time will be McDonald, but Vibbard carries the ball, and he will get the first down, but there is a flag on the play. That one from the backfield judge, and as a result, it is going to be against the Sydney Warriors, and the first call is holding. They are talking it over with one of the co-captains. It's Greg Lair that they were talking to. I don't have an indication here that he's a co-captain, but he's the guy that they were talking to. And it will be the Bobcats taking the penalty, and that moves the ball all the way back to close to the 20-yard line.
But here we have Sydney playing host to Lansing, and right now leading 12-0 here in the second quarter. 9 minutes, 36 seconds to go.
This is a non-league game, but both of these are Class C opponents. One of them in the Eastern Division, we'll call it that, and the other one in the Western Division. We'll talk more about that later. Now we're going to have the ball carried by Sydney. Gain on that play of about 3, but no significant change in what's going on in the play.
Okay.
Wingate picking up short yardage. 9:04 on the clock.
Third down, 2 yards to go.
Split out to the far side. It's going to be Mike Ward. Off to the near side is Austin McCarroll. The ball will be kept on the ground. Brandon Walters picking up the first down. There is a flag. This time thrown from the backfield of the Bobcats. So whatever they saw, they didn't like it. This game has been played in a steady drizzle. unfortunately, it's warm enough. Face mask is the violation. It's going to be called against the Lansing Bobcats. And with that, everybody is moving toward the center of the football field.
Yeah, that's going to definitely move it up toward closer to midfield anyway. So it looks like Sydney's going to start with the ball on their own 35-yard line-ish.
What a location for a school. If you're over at Lansing, you've got that school, and you're looking down over Cayuga Lake. It's just on the eastern shore of Cayuga Lake. Okay. So we have ourselves a first down, and they've moved the chains right up to midfield. Dropping back now is going to be Vibbard. Vibbard wants the pass. He has Ward open on the far side, but Ward can't pedal his legs fast enough to get there.
Yeah, it almost, it's hard to see because it was on the far side of the field, but it almost looked like it went right through his hands, you know. That could have been a slippery ball. But you're right, they did. They moved it up from the 35 to the 50.
So, second and 10. Now, why haven't they changed the down marker, guys, on the far side? I'm still certain it's second and 10. 8:38 showing on the clock. The snap goes back to Vibbard. Vibbard wants the pass. He has Wingate, but Wingate can't hang on to it. The ball just too slippery to hang on to, and it finally falls down, and they'll come back for a third try. And now the line judge signals over to the down marker, and he says, three. Can you see this? Three. And now they change it.
Strange night. We don't even have the score on the scoreboard here. I don't know, man.
Dave, one of the things that anybody who works with machines will tell you, there are days when the machines win. And today, all day, has been one of them. In the backfield, look out. It's going to be Lansing pouncing on the Sydney Warriors. A loss on that play of a two or three. It looked to me like Nate McDonald, who is going to be upended down at about the 47-yard line. And that will bring up a fourth and about 13.
Okay. And they're lined up to punt. You know, what you want to do is you want your cover guys, get the ball up in the air, get your cover guys down there, because the punt returner, he could muff this ball on a night like tonight.
The ball is kicked high, and it's going to be just as you said, right through the hands of the man who is intended to bring it down. And I think he's fallen on it. By the looks of it, I'll say it is Lansing ball. But going in to get it was going to be, I don't know who the initial man was. They say that it was Todd who fell on it. But I don't even have that. Ryan Todd, number 21.
Okay.
It will be first and 10 for the Lansing Bobcats. The ball spotted at about the 27-yard line. 7:48 in a steady rain. Period number two. Dake, Rossetti, Todd, and Quest in the backfield. Snap goes back now to who? Number 10 is in there. That is going to be Mason Kerrigan. Mason Kerrigan replacing Corey Dake. One wears number one, the other one wears number 10. And that's the first time we've seen Kerrigan. He's a junior. He runs to the right side sideways, but doesn't manage to turn the corner and get upfield.
John Wingate, number 12 for Sydney, he read that. He jumped the pattern, and he had that ball in his hands, but it just slipped right through. So he gets a breakup, but he could have had a pick on that.
Second and still 10. Off to the near side this time. I'm totally lost without my extra roster here. So the ball will be carried up by one of the members of the Bobcats. That is number one, Dake, back in there. This time he's dropped back for about a 1 or 2 yard loss.
Alex Morrow, number 54, Brian Gray.
Boy, Dake's not going forward, I'll tell you.
I don't know what we, that's scoreboard stuff. Do we still have a copy of the of our roster for Sydney anywhere, Dave? if you can find one around here. Ah, you're a lifesaver. So, yeah, ours is up there, but I can't see it.
Oh.
Well, we works can, real fine, but
we
I...
We can move it.
Well, I had a second one here, but I gave it away, so... Yep. Yeah, that's why we work to satisfy. Pitch goes out to number five, Mario Rossetti. Rossetti right side gets running room. He gets up near the 50-yard line. Then the ball squirts loose, and they're going to say that it's recovered by the Sydney Warriors. We could not see that play. There was a great run by Rossetti. He got up across midfield, and then all of a sudden we saw the ball flying around. But as it turns out, it happened to be he was hit hard, the ball popped away, and they're going to say that Brandon Walters falls on that ball at about the 41-yard line back in Sydney territory, and the Warriors will take over.
Wow, he picked up he would have had a first down, Rossetti. He got about 12-plus yards on that, but the ball squirted out like a watermelon seed, and Sydney falls on the ball.
Trey Crawford coming in now. He is the anchor of the Sydney offensive line in that center position. Junior, 5'10", 210 pounds. Right behind him, usually, is Patrick Vibbard in the quarterback slot. Now he comes over and asks something of the coaches. Both teams are kneeling, and they're waiting for the conference to come over. And then we'll be off and at them again. Remember, tomorrow afternoon, it will be Delhi at Harpersville, and we will have that game for you tomorrow afternoon, give or take a little bit, at 1:30. That's one of many games around the area tomorrow. Oxford will be over at Walton. It will be Waverly at Whitney Point, and a non-leaguer Sus Valley's up in Newark Valley. So a number of games around the area. And with that, we have a very brief pause in the action. So you're listening to Live Tri-Town Football right here on WCDO.
Did you know Sydney Tire is a full-service, one-stop car care center? For wheel alignments, exhaust systems, brake work, front-end repair, oil changes, New York State inspections, as well as expert tire service, Sydney Tire does it all. So join your neighbors and friends and become a satisfied customer for all of your auto service and tire needs at Sydney Tire, Route 7, 1 mile east of Sydney toward Unadilla. Stop in today or call 563-2828 for Sydney Tire and Auto Service Center.
Help wanted. The Sydney McDonald's has positions available for all shifts. The Sydney McDonald's offers flexible hours, competitive wages, discounted food, free uniforms, and more. No experience necessary. Join the number one team at the Sydney McDonald's on Delaware Avenue in Sydney. Stop in any day and ask for an application from one of our managers.
Apply online if you can, or stop in for an application. Open interviews are held every Monday from 3 to 4 p.m. The Sydney McDonald's is an equal opportunity employer. Open until 11 p.m. 7 days a week.
Your local sports leader for over 20 years. FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Terry Graves, along with Dave Keller, back here at Sydney High School. Very interesting situation. We had an unexplained timeout, and I didn't see it called. It may be an official timeout. And both teams sort of knelt down and were right in their immediate area on the field. Then all of a sudden, both teams came off the field. The rain has picked up. I don't know. I've never heard of a rain delay in football, but that looks like what it is. And now there's a man on the down over on the far side. I saw him before.
Yeah, I think they're attending to an injured player on the far, far side, according to our scoreboard operator.
That may be Rossetti. Rossetti carried the ball, and I saw Rossetti went down hard over there after he ended up getting hit. And that ball squirted away, and everybody was looking at the ball, and a player was down. Now they are going to end up calling for an ambulance to come around, and they will remove that player. He is down at about the 49-yard line, so he's right at midfield on the Lansing side of the field. It's interesting with the emphasis on safety that has come out. I was chatting with a young football player today, and he says, as I was checking to make sure if I could go to his game tomorrow, and I was seeing what the time was. Would I have that and still be able to get down to Harpersville? And, you know, it's just scheduling things. And he says, yeah, he says, the games have been moved up to 9:30 now. He says, you'll have lots of time to see me, but he says, you won't see me because he says, I'm out. I had a concussion, so as a result, I've got to miss one game. I can't be released until, I don't know, Tuesday or whatever it was. So the we see the emphasis on safety has definitely had had sway. I don't know where the
At this level, it should be that way.
Oh, I don't think anybody, no sane person that I've heard of has complained about that at all. Ah, there's finally the ambulance coming in. Now let's see if they can stay on the tarmac around the outside of the field, or if they're going to drive right straight through and get swamped in the middle of the field. So hey, we have a pause in the action here.
I just had a question. I don't know. Any news on the satellite that was supposed to drop today? Anybody hear
if it comes in the 50-yard line, I'll probably see it. If it doesn't come in the 50-yard line, I probably will be unaware of it. I think that what I found interesting in the latest report that I had was how do they know, and I can't remember the number of pieces, but they said there were X number of pieces that they felt would hit the earth. And I'm thinking to myself, how can you calculate that? But that's, that's the physics of where they expect the stresses to be and how many big pieces it'll break up into and so on and so forth. But in prepping for the game, I was looking, Dave, at the Lansing website, and I wanted to be able to get initially just the schedule. I want to know who they played, and they play over in the we'll call it the Finger Lakes area. So their competition is Moravia, Watkins Glen, Nurk Valley. This game was Sydney, a non-leaguer. Whitney Point, Trumansburg, Spencer Van Etten, and Waverly. Okay, so no surprises there. I've heard of all of those teams. I've seen many of them in playoff action. But then I was looking at some of their season records, and they have up on their website all of the records going back to 1951. And it talks about their records, one loss, and who the coach was, and the championships won. And what struck me even more than the various records happened to be the coaches.
The longevity of some of the coaches?
If you look back in 1951, from 1951 to 1971, a guy by the name of Stan Sobus was the coach. And he had a long tenure. And then you look at after that, everybody is 3 or 4 or 2 years. Well, you do get one guy that's up 5 or 6 years. But it's a very interesting thing to see. And when you look around the schools around the area, we have had those long-tenured coaches all back 20 years ago. And most of the coaches that are in more recent years don't have a long tenure. Now, I don't know if that simply means that the demands are such that after a while you just burn out and you don't want to do it anymore, or if it's the loyalty to the sport, or if it's kids are different today. We've heard all of those things. But it's so very, very true. Other than some of the, like next week we'll be seeing, tomorrow we'll be seeing Delhi. And there you had Dave Kelly, who's been around for a million years.
Forever.
Okay? But when you look at those coaches that were in there so many years ago, we had the Ron O'Connells down in Deposit. We had Kelly over in Delhi. Walton has a long-tenured coach.
Jim Hoover.
Back in the days when Jack Halloran was over at Whitney Point, he had been coaching in whatever his sport is. I'm not just looking at football coaches. I'm just saying coaches in general. But it's just, I was struck in looking at this and just seeing one man's name again and again and again, and then I started thinking of the Tubby Cranes in Afton and some of the people in some of the other schools around here that have been here for years and years and years. And I have an elderly aunt, and she was talking about one of the coaches, and she is in her 70s, and she still calls him Coach. He's passed away, but he's still Coach. And it was that sort of, I don't know, reference or whatever it is that I was just impressed with. We still have the ambulance on the track over in the far sideline. They are now moving the player away, and we should be back here in a very few minutes. But we'll cut away for another quick break. You're listening to Live Tri-Town Sports Football on a rainy September evening on WCDO.
Did you realize that over 85% of Americans own a cell phone, but only 48% own an individual life insurance policy? That leaves way too many families who will be unprotected if they suddenly lose a parent. That's why we'd also like to point out that 100% of State Farm agents offer life insurance. So if you're at a place where procrastination just meant motivation, use that cell phone of yours to call State Farm agent Rose Smith today at 563-3533.
The Eggly Machine Company in Sydney proudly supports live high school sports on WCDO. Eggly Machine reminds all students that today's job market is highly competitive, so it's very important to complete your education. Prepare yourself for a prosperous and rewarding career, no matter what field you're going into. Eggly Machine Company is a proud Tri-Town company that designs and builds injection molds for the plastics industry and components for other companies. Good luck to all our local teams this season from the Eggly family and Eggly Machine Company of Sydney.
Hi, this is Bill Thomas from Sydney Auto Body. Did you know that it's your choice? If you need auto body repair service, you choose who does the work on your vehicle. And I'm proud to say that for over 40 years, Sydney Auto Body has been a top choice by Tri-County area residents. We offer quality, reliable work performed by trained professionals. We use the most up-to-date frame and unibody measuring equipment and the DuPont paint mixing system. So remember, if you need auto body work, it's your choice. And I hope you'll choose Sydney Auto Body, 21 Union Street in beautiful downtown Sydney, 563-8200.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
Barry Graves, Dave Keller, we're about ready to go here. Finally, the action or the attention is going away from the ambulance and coming back to the players. I was just looking at the official Sydney Warriors football guide, and I'd never had time to look at it before. We always go to the roster page, and that's it. And I'm just chuckling because they have looked to be junior high players illustrating the various signals that the that for fouls and penalties
that the officials use. Yeah,
and I just noticed that. I said, what a great idea. I like that a lot. So we're finally back at it. 6:40 and the clock is going to run, and look out, that guy by the name of Bibbard finds a receiver by the name of Damian Zimmer, and Zimmer cannot hold on to it. There is what looks to me like a flag on the play.
Boy, Sydney tonight is not afraid to air the ball out, but their receivers just can't hang on to that slippery little pigskin.
It was really funny because I was thinking here as I was watching the sidelines, and I saw Zimmer doing some warm-ups out here, and I'm saying, we haven't seen you all night. And then all of a sudden, boom, in he goes, and there it is. And the foul will be against the Sydney Warriors, and it is going to be a big one. That is going to move the ball back inside the 30, down close to the 25-yard line, and it will bring up a second and 25. So,
wow,
still raining. It is just a steady rain, not a frigid rain. Zimmer spit out to the near side this time. He points to the sideline, trying to confuse his Bobcat opponent. The ball is going to be kept on the ground. Vibbard has the legs churning. He doesn't manage to get much running room at all. And we will call it third and 25. The ambulance has left. It just came around in front of us, in front of the hometown stands, and is leaving the field and going to where it is going. Vibbard comes off to the near side and says something to the coaches, gets the signal. Now he goes back in. Zimmer off to the near side, Mike Ward to the far side. Vibbard, in a rather deep position, gets the snap, looks to pass. He has nobody available. He fired it down. Austin McCarroll had it go off his fingertips. Damian Zimmer was off on a full head of steam, almost came in to get that football, which would have been an interesting thing. You'd have to give an assist in there to McCarroll on that had it been a completion.
You know, it's a night like this where your running backs can really, really have a huge night. You give them the ball straight ahead. If someone doesn't get a hand on them, they could go all the way. I remember years and years ago, Jimmy Carl. He ran for about 200 yards against Sherburn Earlville on a night like this.
5:38, period number two. The ball is going to be kicked away by McDonald. Look out, it's a short kick falling on by the Sydney Warriors. And now we will wait for the official to make it official. What are they going to say? They have put the ball down. There is a quick conference. And we will wait for the official signal before we'll say anything.
I'm not sure, but I think a Lansing player tried to grab that ball and scoot it out of his hands. No, oh, they're giving Lansing the ball.
They're going to give it to Lansing.
Good field position.
McDonald that time kicked it away. And it, we can call it blocked. We can call it a bad kick that was low. It touched somebody. And then one of the Sydney Warriors clearly pounced on it. The ball is still back inside the 35 at about the 31. Now Lansing has a deep in, about as deep as they've been in Sydney territory. 5:30. The ball is going to be loose, and let's see who comes up with it. They're going to say, Sydney is saying we came up with it. We'll wait and see what the officials say.
Looked like the Lansing tailback fell on the ball. I think he was the guy on the bottom of the pile.
The ball will be put down. We want to say at about the 50-40, but the 35, it looks very close to the 35. Lansing will have the ball second and 12, we will call it. We haven't seen any indication that they're changing anything. Corey Dake comes back into the game from the far sideline after consulting with the Bobcat coaches. Split out to the near side. It's going to be McCain. The ball will go to the far side. Look out. With the ball, it is going to be running number 12. That we saw before is going to be Tyler Winslow. Winslow getting down inside, let's see, inside the 20. Come on, folks, move out of my way. It looks to me like maybe the 15 or 16-yard line. Sydney will call timeout. They want to regroup the defenses. We want to remind you that as of the 2011 season, all of the WCDO sportscasts have been archived. So if you live outside that WCDO broadcast area, if you have relatives who live far away who want to listen, you can enjoy all of these broadcasts. They are all archived. So go to the WCDO website, click on the Sports tab, and then go to the Audio Vault. All games are right there. Select the game you want. Click on it and listen. It's as easy as that. You can listen anytime, 24 hours a day. That website again, WCDOradio.com. WCDOradio.com. Remember, these are archived games, not streaming audio, so you have to wait until the game is over before you can hear the whole game. In actual fact, the first half will be archived and up on the website probably, I don't know, sometime during the third period of play. And then the second half of the game will be up shortly after the game is over. 4:50, we're finally ready to go, and the ball will be kept on the ground again. No significant gain on the play. Lots of purple jerseys. So it is going to be 21. That is going to be Ryan Todd, who gets to the line of scrimmage and then is invited to go backward.
I'm having such a hard time seeing the field and the numbers right now. I'm relying a lot on these guys right up here in the booth. I got to look at the scoreboard to find the yardage.
Second and 10. Lots of dirty jerseys out there. Now breaking out will be Kyle Bogardis. He's the center. His jersey is just about as dirty as Corey Dake's. The ball will be flipped back to Dake. Dake getting a little bit of running room. It doesn't look like he's getting a lot of yardage. He gets way off to the near side. I don't know if he was able to turn the corner for much of a gain. Now they're going to say it looks like 3, maybe 4 yards is what he gets. That's where they're moving the line marker to 3:44 showing on the clock. 12-0 Sydney over Lansing here in period number two.
You got to love it on a night like this. The field's sloppy and wet. The tackler goes down with a ball carrier. You see water come up and the pile slides for about 4 yards.
Oh, yeah, you can see all kinds of interesting things. Off on the near side, it is going to be number two, J.D. McCain. He's split way out. Number three, that is going to be Aiden Quest going in motion. And the play will be stuffed up. It was going to be number one, Dake. They say that it is going to be... Yeah, they're going to say it is a fumble that will be recovered by Sydney. That play had gone down inside the 20 to about the 15-yard line. Definitely the biggest penetration so far for the Sydney Warriors. But it all goes for naught as big Mr. Walters comes in and finds that pigskin. Ball going to be kept on the ground. Look out, churning with it this time. Well, we can see everything that we want to see. Is that number 44?
Brandon Walters on the carry.
Okay. So they're going to say Brandon Walters.
Connor LaPrepe.
Picks up an 8.5, 9-yard chunk.
Well, I got so interested in the signals that the players, the pictures that they had, that I forgot to go back to the varsity roster page. Much easier when you do that. It will bring up now a second, and we'll call it a long one. Vibbard barking out the signals. He wants to throw. Look out. He has Ward at midfield, and Ward goes up for it, cannot get it. And I want to say it was number 24, Connor LaPresti. And LaPresti just batted that ball. He didn't give an inch. He was right on the intended receiver step by step.
Pretty good coverage on his part. And like you said, I think he got a hand on the ball.
2:20 showing on the clock. Period number two.
It's hard enough to catch the ball tonight as it is. You don't need a defender slapping it away.
Zimmer off on the near side. Split way out. The snap goes back to Vibbard. He immediately hands it off. It looks like it may have been Walters. Yep, it is. Walters now with a totally dirty jersey. Gets up to about the 35. And while they move the chains, everybody else will have an opportunity to try to figure out where they really are. Maybe we'll say it's about the 33.
Another first down.
Once again, as he has been the last few plays, Zimmer split out to the near side. The ball is going to be fired down this time, intended. Come on, turn around, let's see who it is. Number 12, and it's going to be tended in there for John Wingate. I have to laugh a little bit because Wingate went down hard and then all of a sudden shook his head, sort of like a dog trying to get the water out of his face because the water on the ground, there's lots of standing water on the top of the ground. He fell down totally prone, and the water splashed up totally in his face, and one of the coaches is there with a towel. Action back on the field. Vibbard's going to keep it this time and run it himself, and he comes to the near sideline, and he will be out of bounds at the 40-yard line.
You know, for as much trouble as they're having completing passes, they're not afraid to continue to try. They're going to keep plugging away.
1:47 as we head toward halftime. A rainy night in Sydney, New York. I'll tell you, I was watching the weather maps this morning, and they said this stuff is going to creep up in from the south. Well, it looked like it a little more than crept. In motion, one man for the Warriors, and the ball will be kept on the ground. If I were to say anybody, I'd say Walters. We'll have to wait until we can see his number.
Well, good call. That's who it is, Walters.
Yep, Walters getting the first down as he is down close to the 48-yard line. So they'll set the chains, get things ready to go. Lansing, as we said, had very convincing scoring in their first two outings. They ended up winning over Moravia 49-12, then 45-13 over Watkins Glen before they were stopped by Newark Valley 14-8. Walters again on the carry, getting about 8 as he will get down to the 45-yard line. That brings up a 2nd and 2. And we're coming up on the 1 minute mark of the second period.
And I think on a night like this, that's what you need to do. Pound that ball.
J.D. McCain defensively off on the near side. Nate McDonald will have the pass going to him, and he has fingers of glue and grabs that ball down. It is going to be virtually no gain on the play there, but it was a completed forward pass, even though it was only a gain on that play of maybe a yard at the most.
Yeah.
We'll call it 3rd and 1. Inside 30 seconds as it is now coming down toward the halftime. We have a whistle on the play. It looks like it is going to be a violation against Lansing. 29 seconds. The clock stops there. So they're going to end up moving the chains. And now they're going to say it will be first down for the Sydney Warriors. The ball marched down inside the 40 to about the 39-yard line. And I'll tell you, there are going to be some chilly people tonight just from wetness. Vibbard falls on the ball as we had a loose ball back at about the 45-yard line. And Vibbard quickly goes down and swallows it in. The clock has stopped with 20 seconds showing.
And you're seeing that kind of thing from both sides. Both quarterbacks, they're having a hard time holding on to that football. It's just so wet and so slippery.
We talked about the Lansing record this season. We want to give credit to Sydney after that disastrous game down at Johnson City where they ended up getting trounced by the JC Wildcats. They came back up after a canceled game on week number 2 of the season, went up against Norwich here at Sydney, and ended up beating the Purple Tornado by a 12-6 score. So Sydney 1-1 on the season, and Lansing 2-1. The Sydney Warriors taking a very quick break to reorganize things. Now Lansing, the defensive team ready to dig their heels in. 20.6 seconds on the clock, period number 2.
Did you notice Lansing's record last season? I was taking a look at that sheet. They had 1 win.
They won
that by forfeit.
Woo. We'll see. Yep, 1-7, 1 by forfeit. In motion, Zimmer. It is going to be Vibbard who wants to throw. His intended target that time was Zimmer. Zimmer can't turn around quickly enough to manage to get his hands on it. It squirts away. The clock runs down to 16.5 seconds. And we'll be ready to go from there.
Well, I guess one thing that the incomplete passes do, they stop the clock. We had a long stoppage with that injury, so this first half is taking a little bit of time.
Remember, it's going to be Del High at Harpersville tomorrow. We'll have that game for you tomorrow at 1:30. Pass intended for Austin McCarroll. It's going to be batted away by a Lansing defender, and as a result, they'll have time for about one more, 11.8 seconds on the clock. Well, we had to have one rainy game sometime during the season, so we get it week number 4.
I got it following this weekend, Harry. We're going to have 2 rainy games.
Yeah.
I don't see much relief in sight.
I have to wait and see. I thought we were going to get rain a little bit today, and we lucked out.
I hope so.
We lucked out. So, man in motion, Vibber dropping back. Oh, it's going to be picked off. Picked off in there. We'll have a trade to see who it is. It looks to me like it's maybe number 33, Kevin Howell. Howell goes down and goes in and scores. Let's see. And there is the signal. And it is going to be a long run back. I hate to say it, but I didn't see where that started. But that interception coming with no time remaining on the clock in period number two. It is going to be a Howell run back. We'll let you guys figure out what it is. That makes it a 12-6 contest. And Lansing will go into the locker room at least not being shut out in this ball game.
Well, let's start at the 41, so what's that make it, 59 yards?
Yeah, we'll give him that. 59-yard run. And we'll call that run interception.
And that lets Lansing back into this game here.
And they are going to have a very brief timeout. This is one of those things where it will be sort of important to be able to get the point after. It doesn't make any difference if you get one or if you get two. But Sydney has been shut out on two kicking attempts. Both of them have ended up going wide. The first one was wide right. The second one was wide left. After scores, an 8-yard run by McCarroll and a 24-yard scoring run by Cody Bourne. And that is all the scoring we had had, 12-0 up until this point. Now, finally, Kevin Howell manages to get an interception, scamper 59 yards to make it 12-6.
And as he was scampering, you heard the siren go off to end the half, so the half ended on that play as they scored.
Now, there will be one more attempt. This will be the point after attempt. That still comes up before we go into the halftime break. Now the Lansing Bobcats come back out onto the field. Coaches leave to the far sideline. Sydney Warrior defensive unit digging in. And let's see. Dake is back quite far, but the ball will be kept on the ground. Oh, now they're going to say Dake will go in the air intended for Howell. He can't manage to find it. That was Howell way down in the right corner, and it went right through his hands. So we have ourselves a 12-6 ball game. What a way to end the quarter. You're listening to live Tri-Town Football here on your station for sports, WCDO.